I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka enters a day of mourning for victims of the Easter Sunday bombings. The attacks claimed nearly 300 lives and wounded over 500. Joe Handley, president of Asian Access, tells us time and location put Christians in the crosshairs.
They targeted this day because of the vast numbers of people they could impact. Many are seeing this as an attack upon humanity.
Officials are blaming local Islamic militants. A national state of emergency began yesterday, and police have arrested 2 dozen people so far, but the situation remains fluid.
And it's just a horrific tragedy to watch unfold.
So please continue to pray for Sri Lanka's believers.
They were hearing bombs right outside their church buildings in their neighborhoods, and of course that caused fear. In light of that, though, they have decided to follow Christ's command and be a light in society.
And this month, Mission Cry released a special edition ministry Bible. After a shortage of receiving used Bibles, Mission Cry decided to offer one customized for their ministry. This Bible is created for donation overseas in countries like Kenya and the Philippines. Jason Wolford tells us.
We were able to partner with the Lockman Foundation. We now have just delivered today 21,000 copies of its first ever Mission Cry, Christian Resources International, NASB Bible.
$2 sends a Bible overseas, or you can pray about those who will be receiving it. If you'd like to know more about this story or others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.